Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. 50 years ago, five missionaries were killed trying to share the gospel with the Rurani Indians in Ecuador. The story End of the Spear debuted Friday in theaters across the United States. Steve Saint's father, Nate, was martyred by Minkai, who's now a Christian and considered family. The film's about reconciliation. Saint was asked if the movie could act as a missionary recruiting tool for viewing Christians.
I think it will happen, but that wasn't the intent. The intent of the movie was to tell the story and just see what happens. You know, when the story first took place, it wasn't intended to be a recruiting tool either, but it did.
Next, 2 years after the murder of a 19-year-old Christian student in Pakistan's Punjab region, police have arrested a Muslim cleric. Umar Hayat is suspected of forcing Javed Anjum to reconvert to Islam. Hayat and two other Islamic seminary members were also charged with kidnapping as well as torturing Anjum to death. Another suspect was rearrested after Pakistan's Supreme Court revoked his bail. Pray for believers in Pakistan, where it's growing more dangerous to stay true to the faith. And Guatemala has only half the needed public schools and few alternatives. That means Christian schools are in high demand. Worldwide Christian Schools' Steve Goering says they're helping the Colegio Juan Wesley build to accommodate that growth, and they're on track to have a new school ready by 2008. As for ministry,
the education itself gives an opportunity for these children to better themselves, to help with the low-income status of that area, and primary goals that they receive the good news of the gospel. That occurs every day with the teachers acting as the disciplers in the classrooms.
Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about what you heard today, give us a call at 1-800-995-4828. Expanded coverage can also be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org, where we also offer resources like church bulletin inserts, quarterly newsletters, podcasting, and more. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.